different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. Brian Munduwile urges President Hichilema to foster unity, not division. REA launches a $6 million ASCENT program to expand clean energy access. And in international news, search for long missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 review.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Munduwile has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to prioritize unity and love in his leadership, emphasizing that political rhetoric rooted in hostility or blame creates a divisive environment. Speaking during Nkaniatu program on Kwitu FM, Mr. Munduwile says the head of state should actively work to bring the country together by promoting harmony and encouraging citizens to embrace the same spirit. He has criticized recent statements attributed to President Hichilema, saying some of the remarks appear to fuel hate and revenge rather than reconciliation. Mr. Munduwile has noted that certain incidents of tension and violence in the country can be traced to such sentiments, stressing that the president's tone should reflect a desire to unite the nation instead of deepening divisions.
Mianda, I want you to know that we're a Christian nation. Let's show love, let's preach love, let's preach unity. I'm very concerned that each time the president goes on the podium, the first thing he does is to spread hate. Yo, Mkwai, I'm hated, I can smell venom. No, Mr. President, yours is to preach love, yours is to preach unity. Bantu, you've been in government for 4 years. It can't be that every time you have an opportunity to speak to the public, you want to say, long time ago, this was what was happening. We have to move on. Mistakes were made. Mistakes are still being made. Mistakes will still be made. So you can't focus on mistakes that were made then, and you forget about mistakes that could have been made even under your own party.
The Rural Electrification Authority has launched a $6 million accelerating sustainable and clean energy access transformation program aimed at delivering cheaper electricity to over 1.6 million beneficiaries in the next 5 years in the country. Speaking when he officiated at the launch, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has announced that under the program, over 100,000 households will benefit in the year 2026. He says the program offers subsidies with connection fees reduced from 4,806 kwacha to only 300 kwacha.
Government wants to achieve the universal access to electricity. Hence this program. Cooperating partners have come on board to support so that we achieve that by introducing subsidy mechanism in all 10 provinces. Your grandfather, your grandmother, your niece, your uncle, in the village, they should take advantage of this program. Now, from 4,846 kwacha, this program will support by reducing that price to 300 kwacha.
And World Bank country manager Akim Falk says the bank has committed $200 million towards the project.
Until 2030, Ascend Zambia will support a total of about, will support a big segment of the investment of about 1.6 million. As we heard, the World Bank has committed a grant of 200 million, and the government has made its commitment to contribute 250 million. Other partners will come in, absolutely crucial.
Meanwhile, Rural Electrification Authority Acting Chief Executive Officer Engineer Alex Mbumba says the authority is committed to connecting 109,000 beneficiaries in 2026 to achieve against a target of 1.6 million by 2030. As the global community commemorates the International Day for Persons with Disabilities under the theme Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress, Disability Rights Watch says that persons with disabilities continue to face challenges in accessing social services and economic empowerment opportunities. Organization Programs Coordinator Bruce Joma says government, in the spirit of leaving no one behind, needs to raise its level of ambition around disability issues and increase funding to the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities to at least 80 million kwacha by 2030. Mr. Joma said increased funding would enable the agency to decentralize its services by opening district offices. He has added that there is need to mainstream disability in social protection and economic inclusion, strengthen social protection programs to address disability-specific costs, and promote inclusive employment measures.
We call on the government to raise this level of ambition in the disability agenda, as the rhetoric must be matched with measurable action. To ensure accountability, we urge the government to publish an annual disability inclusion progress report that includes disaggregated targets, data, and timeline. Persons with disabilities continue to face challenges in accessing social services and economic empowerment opportunities. Government, in the spirit of leaving no one behind, needs to raise its level of ambition around disability issues and increase funding to the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities to at least 80 million kwacha by 2030 annually.
Ms. Zambia has underscored the importance of the Media Legal Defense Fund in securing justice for journalists across the country. The Media Legal Defense Fund, a subcommittee of MISA Zambia, has been operational for 20 years and works to ensure that journalists who face victimization receive legal support. Speaking during the Legal Help Desk establishment meeting, MISA Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Chisanga said the meeting aimed to review the current status and impact of the Legal Defense Fund, as well as assess its contribution to supporting freedom of expression in Zambia. Mrs. Chisanga said the discussions will also focus on the proposed Legal Help Desk, an initiative designed to provide preventive legal counseling and rapid response services to media practitioners to address potential legal challenges before they escalate.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Association for Smallholder Farmers says that redeeming inputs under the Farmers Input Support Program should be completed by mid-December 2025 for the country to achieve sustainable agricultural productivity. Government has announced that as of 1st December 2025, a total of 802,655 farmers had successfully redeemed their farming inputs, representing 78% of the 1,024,434 targeted beneficiaries. In an interview, Association Executive Director Professor Frank Kayula says the current 78% redemption rate is progressive, especially that farmers have already begun planting. Professor Kayula warns that late redemption of inputs will negatively affect productivity in the agricultural sector.
In some places, the redeeming has been very low, to the extent that we have had to go out, flat out, to lobby the farmers to go. But of course, some of them were giving their side of the story that they do not yet have some money, the 400 kwacha to pay. Otherwise, as far as government is concerned, we are aware that they gave out what is necessary, except that those who haven't paid cannot get the codes yet until they finalize their part. And so maybe the appeal still stands to the farmers who haven't yet paid. 400 kwacha they can get anywhere and pay so that they can be able to plant something. We are hoping that government will finish giving out the input by mid-December.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on